health of my family. His parents, both oncologists and pediatrician, but mashallah, all of the children, three sons and a daughter, alims and alima, and serving deen. Beautiful masjid established, essentially efforts by his family, as well as a beautiful, very good standard madrasa, Darul Uloom, that is being run from that center, the Darul Salam Masjid in Chicago. So we request Mawlana Mufti Azimuddin important advices.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري العقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا آمين يا رب العالمين. Respected elders, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these few short minutes that I have with you that he inspires me to say that which is most relevant and beneficial to me and to all of the world. May he make these words a source of inspiration and enable us to, inshallah, implement and practice and propagate that as well. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Respected friends, all times belongs to Allah, all seasons belong to Allah, everything in existence belongs to Allah. And in one of the final ahadith of Abu Dawood Sharif, the last hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah azza wa jalla says, لَا تَسُبُّ الدَّهْرَ. Do not curse the era. فَإِنِّي أَنَا الدَّهْرُ. For indeed I am the era. أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ. That I change the night into the day and the day into the night. So it is not prudent to curse the time. It's not prudent to get upset at the times. Instead, we should reflect upon our own actions which bring about the results from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Chaos has spread on the earth as well as in the seas due to the actions of man. So today, what we see in the world, in terms of discord and civil wars and civil unrest, and the brink, you know, the world and countries on the possibly always on the brink of another world war. Then on top of that, we have the coronavirus and the various layers and stratas of it, and the latest ones that keep on being released and keep coming about. All of that brings about a lot of stress. All of that brings about a lot of worry and concern in the mind of people. And we say, what type of world are we living in? The world pre-corona existed to Allah. The post-corona world also exists only because of Allah wills it. And whatever else the future holds is in the hands of Allah. You and I do not know what will come about. Just like within a matter of 4 days, the world turned upside down, inside out. And just if a week before that, had we been asked that we are going to be praying like this, or we're not going to be visiting each other like this, or we're not going to be welcoming guests, or children not being welcomed by their parents and so forth, no one would have believed that. But the world changed upside down, inside out, literally within less than a week. And so that is how the world is in the hands of Allah. He may change it in any direction, anytime, at whatever speed He likes. It is our responsibility to ensure that we understand what is being asked from us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hold on. That we don't fall off the boat, but rather we hold on and cling on as this world continuously goes through a roller coaster. So the pandemic has brought about loads of various factors of stress and worry and issues to the community across the globe. And from amongst those many things, because we have only a few minutes, two major things I want to highlight, which each would require at least multiple hours to discuss. But since this is a platform where the general community is in attendance, and my job and my opportunity here, I'm using this as to simply get the conversation started, and for us to go home and reflect and discuss within our own families. That from amongst the many things that the pandemic has done, this is called, a smokescreen of shaitan. A smokescreen of shaitan. What I mean by that is that the actual pandemic, I don't deny it. I lost an uncle. The uncle who built the madrasa himself passed away, subhanAllah. May Allah elevate his status, and all those who passed away in this pandemic, may Allah accept their death as a death of martyrdom. So we do not deny of its existence and of its harms. However, what we also need to not be oblivious of is the fact that shayateen,
from the ins, shayateen from the jinn, meaning Satan's from the humans and Satan's from the devil, which both are mentioned in the Quran because they do exist. They have utilized this as a smokescreen, filth and fitna. And what has happened? Due to this pandemic, they have created a feeling and an idea in the minds of the Muslims that attendance in the masjid is not important. And that congregation, Jum'ah and Jama'ah, are not important. And who have they affected? Not just those who are already distant from the house of Allah, but people who are performing salah front row in many parts of the world. And I can definitely see about my country, where I'm coming from, the people who I know of a masjid in my area, where an uncle used to open the masjid for fajr for the past 10 years, give the adhan, switch on the lights, turn on the fans. SubhanAllah, for an entire year, the president of the masjid was telling me he went out to work out at a gym. And his eyes fell upon that elderly uncle in his 60s. And he's weightlifting there. And he said, I felt so shy, I turned around and walked out of the gym because I don't want to make him feel embarrassed. Because he hasn't come to the masjid for over a year. Even when Jum'ah was being performed in the soccer field outside, in the open air. Yet this man who used to come open the door for Fajr for 10 years, somehow, and it is completely okay to not even show up for Jum'ah when Jum'ah is performed outside in the summer. That is what I'm speaking about, the attack of shaitan on the mindsets of people, even those who are very religious and very observant of their prayers. Imagine those poor souls who would only make it out for Eid. What is their condition? I was given a chance routinely to give the khutbah in the largest masjid of Eid. About 3,000 people come, and there's 3 Eid salahs. And in this pandemic, when I went to go lead, subhanAllah, there's about 700 people. And my topic was on the same visa rest. Usually they tell me to wait, the people are still coming. Please hold on. I said, how come there's no government restrictions? Nothing's happening right now. Where is the 2,300 for this salah? And then the previous 2 salahs, what happened to their attendance? Where's 50% of the community or 60% of the community if they don't show up on the day of Eid? Tell me, what day are they going to show up? They missed Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. 4 Eids in a row have been missed by a very large subsection of the community that otherwise would never even associate themselves with Islam if it wasn't for that holiday. And what we call them as cultural Muslims. They show up, they haven't prayed Fajr, they haven't prayed Dhuhr, but it's just like, hey, you know what, I'm a Muslim, I show up on this day of Eid. If that group of people were losing in such huge numbers, what is the health of our Muslim community? It's something that even those who are performing the salah or the board members, their thought never goes to this. Because why? They're looking, mashallah, we're filled up. Don't look at what's filled up here. Look at who's not here. Look at who's missing. Look at your own relatives and friends who have not been able to attend. So the first step to coming up with a solution is for us to be aware of the problem. And the problem, the more distant our community is going to be from the house of Allah, we're going to open the floodgates of shaitan to come into the home. So since we have become distant from the house of Allah, what are 2 main issues that have come about? SubhanAllah. 1 minute. All right. 2 things. An extremely high rate of increase in mental illnesses, translating into suicide, a rate we have never seen before. We're at almost at a 45% rate of Americans who are suffering from anxiety disorders or depression. And we have an extremely high rate now, which from 0 all the way to I don't know what, of suicide within the homes. And suicide through various devices, various things. Of young Muslim kids, high school, college going boys and girls, coming from very successful, well-to-do, educated families. What has led to that? All the aspects of corona, not socializing with people, not connecting with the house of Allah, spiritually being deprived, has brought in qabd of the heart. As Allah Azza wa says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever turns his face away from my remembrance, I shall constrict his life. Life becomes constricted. So there's a huge rate of increase of mental illness that we cannot throw under the rug. We cannot say, I don't want to get caught being seen by the psychiatrist. I don't want my daughter being seen at the psychiatrist, otherwise she ain't going to get married. My dear friends, if you don't take care of her, she may not even live to the age of getting married. We have a massive problem of boys and girls suffering psychiatric problems, but our community, at least back in America, has this stigma of mental illness, and that they don't want to treat it, and they want to ignore it. And they'll say, oh, let's go and read this ruqya and stuff. I am all about ruqya. I totally, but you have to understand that there is sometimes a chemical imbalance as well. Sometimes there needs to be just therapy, not even medication, change of things in order for people to regain their mental health. And number 2, very big issue is the rise at an exponential rate of pornography, which has caused, this is the big elephant in the room, this is the root cause of unbelievable level of social decay within our families. Divorce, 56% of divorces are happening because one of the partners is involved in this indecency. Today the numbers is that one out of every three visits to these websites are from females. 70% of boys or young men from the ages of 18 to 24 visit these sites at least once a month. From the 8 countries in the world that have the most visits, Google says 6 out of those 8 countries are Muslim countries. And guess what? In 2014, a long, long, long time ago, 2014, they said on the first day of Ramadan, the search for these words on Google dropped by 50%. That tells you a lot of what's happening. Again, who's going to address that? Everyone's got the latest smartphone, the latest device with unlimited data and 5G. And everyone's locked up in their rooms. And no father or mother is wondering, what is my son up at late at night doing? What is my son or daughter doing? And they are so disconnected from the family. My brothers and sisters, one out of 2 reasons is going to be this. Any child who comes to me, youngster comes up to me, talks about depression, immediately is my first question, are you addicted to this? Because it's almost more than half of the time, that's what the issue is. Alhamdulillah, there are solutions. There's tons of solutions, both from a medical perspective, from therapeutic perspectives, and from an Islamic perspective. I want to give listening here. The number one, if you know people who are suffering from this, do not ostracize them. They are beloved brothers and sisters of ours. They might be our own sons and daughters. Do not throw them into the ditch. Instead, welcome them. Take them in. Even if they're own kids, do not judge them based on one illness, one sickness that they have had. And instead, go ahead and search for those solutions. There are many solutions. Alhamdulillah, I'm actively involved in both of these departments, assisting people. And I request you that do not close the doors upon people. Do not make people despondent. Do not assist shaitan against people, but rather give hope to people and utilize the various methods of solutions widely available across the board, on the websites, by therapists, by ulama, by imams like Hazrat Maulana Burhan, who is my honorable teacher. Benefit from them. Sit and attend their dhikr halaqas on Thursday night, the nights for the youth, the daily tafsir after Fajr. This is going to be the beginning of the end. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us screen of shaitan. And may He give all of us those tools that we are required to be able to get ourselves out of any ditch that we may find ourselves in today. And may He utilize every one of us to help all those others who may have fallen as well. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
جزاكم الله خيرا to منازم الدين صاحب these most valuable advices. Reminder once again, we have this great honor, opportunity, contributing, linking ourselves to the house of Allah Ta'ala, so that any tilawat, whatever happens, we have a share in it, madrasa and masjid. So let us inshallah open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible inshallah Ta'ala after the salah. We say جزاكم الله خيرا to منازم for these advices. May Allah reward him and his family abundantly inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa habibana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh amma ba'du faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa qudaha an-nasu wal hijara 'alayha mala'ikatun ghiladun shidad لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معنى الحديث إن الدين بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا فطوبى للغرباء الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من سنتي من بعدي أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور
الرحيم.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصلي على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عفة، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن جميع الصحابة والصحابيات أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، واحفظ الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصر المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم أصلحنا واصلح شبابنا واصلح نساءنا، وردنا إلى الإسلام ردا جميلا. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، اللهم استخدمنا لدينك، واستعمل أبداننا لطاعتك. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا أفرغ علينا الصبر وتوفنا مسلمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدلوا. سيتنسى سولين جات كتير. شو لازم شو ده هيلز على ستريت لاين. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي هدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عينة ليس لهم إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام عليك السلام Just another very important announcement. Alhamdulillah, we know Ramadan is less than 2 months away from us now. A time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would anxiously await and desire the coming and to witness the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Also a reminder at the same time that we all spiritually and in many ways prepare so that we can maximize from the Mubarak month of Ramadan when it comes. Also a reminder for the Huffaz. Allah has blessed us. Alhamdulillah is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala in our community. So the Huffaz, inshallah, will require Taraweeh arrangements to be made during the Mubarak month of Ramadan within the next 2 weeks to please submit their names to the Imams.
welcome the new Huffaz in our community. Any assistance required in this regard, facilitating Taraweeh Jamaats. So inshallah we can submit our names to the Imams as well as those other older Huffaz who require those arrangements. Please do contact the Imams inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين